And now for some real lost and found sound. That's Philippe Quint, a 34-year-old Russian-born American. He's considered one of the best violinists of his generation. He had the misfortune to forget his instrument. He left it in the back of a Newark taxi cab last month. It was a $4 million Stradivarius. The cab driver returned the 285-year-old violin, and that brings us back to this music. It was performed by Philippe Quint in one of the most unlikely of places. Nancy Solomon reports from New Jersey.
Tucked away near the car rental returns at Newark's airport is a parking lot where hundreds of taxi drivers park their cars, hang out in trailers, and wait for their turn to pick up a customer. But yesterday, on a glorious spring afternoon, this lot became a mini Carnegie Hall. Violinist Philippe Quint showed his gratitude for the return of his violin by giving a private concert for all the airport's cabbies. 100 or so drivers attended the performance, virtually all of them immigrants, and all basking in this one moment of glory. Patrick Casmeus, a Haitian-born driver, says the honor is shared by all cabbies.
We have found cell phone, camera. We return them right away to the office. But this time, $4 million violin, that's a serious issue. And we want the world to know we cab driver in Newark, we're the most honest cab driver in the metropolitan area.
But let's go back to the beginning of this story. How does a guy leave something, anything, worth $4 million in a taxi?
Oh, my God.
Philippe Quint had taken a taxi from the Newark airport to his Manhattan home in the wee hours of April 21st. He'd performed that evening in Dallas, was exhausted, and left the Stradivarius in the cab while he carried his luggage across the street.
I turned to get the violin, but I only saw a cab driving in the distance. I almost fainted, but at the same time, I instantly knew that I had to do something. So I composed myself very quickly and started making a lot of phone calls.
Luckily, the taxi was a minivan, so that allowed workers at the taxi commission to narrow the search to 8 possible cabs. The next day, they found the cabbie, Mohammed Khalil, who discovered the violin untouched in the back of his van.
Oh, he hugged me and he cried and... He can't believe it that he will find it back again.
And that brings us to the concert. As it turns out, the night Khalil accidentally drove away with the violin was his last night of work before retiring from the business.
He was my last customer, and this is it. It's a happy ending for me and a happy ending for him too.
And not a bad ending for this story either. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.